We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We discussed a little bit earlier. Dennis Dodd had a piece at CBSSports.com about what's ahead in college sports and the year ahead for college sports. And a couple of economist types saying that they're in for a tough year ahead. And changes could be afoot.
Yep.
And maybe even going their separate ways in terms of the haves and have-nots in college sports.
A lot of people are talking about that now, Josh, and a lot of people are suggesting that. I'm wondering if the big boys will ever actually pull the trigger on that and decide, you know what, now is the time, and we are going to do our own thing. I think we're to that point, man. I really do. I think we're to that point where we've seen what happened with the loss of the NCAA tournament. We've seen where colleges can't figure out how to balance their budget. We've seen, you know, everybody having to take pay cuts in college sports as well as everywhere. But, I mean, the college thing is the one that has really kind of rubbed me the wrong way, because I'm looking at what they're doing. I'm like, how can missing a tournament force all of you to be bankrupt? So I think now is the time where the big boys are going to say we wouldn't be bankrupt if we weren't using the money that we should be getting to fund your program.
It is crazy to think about, because yes, you missed a tournament, okay? You missed a basketball tournament, and then since that time, you have all these sports that don't make you any money,
right?
Right. So really, what you've lost is a basketball tournament, and then a bunch of sports that are not money generators, and you're out of cash.
But there's also a lot of schools that aren't money generators.
And you're canceling sports. You're, as you mentioned, you're slashing budgets within your athletic departments, all because of really a tournament.
Right.
You're not spending any money on stuff you were spending money on before. But the finances seem like way off.
And I think, like, if let's say I'm the University of Texas. Okay.
Now, some of the smaller schools, you're absolutely right, that are funded differently than say the big boys, who are operating on basically the athletic department funding's on a different system than like the school funding. You know, at lower levels, student fees help fund some sports.
A lot of that stuff.
I get that. There are no kids aren't on campus. There's no student fees.
Right.
There's no student fees. There's no money to place towards athletics. I can understand how some of those programs have cut sports because their funding mechanism is gone.
But their funding mechanism for a lot of those universities too, though, Josh, are places like the University of Texas in football, where you're going to get $350,000 to go get beat at Darrell Royal Memorial Stadium on a Saturday afternoon. Or your basketball program goes on a 12-game road trip to start the season, where you tour the Midwest and you're getting $100,000 to get beat by Kansas and Kansas State and, you know, play Missouri and things of that nature. Like, your budgets are based on your football program getting their brains beat in the first 3 weeks of the season, and your basketball program getting their brains beat in for the first, you know, 10 to 12 games of the season. And that's how you fund your entire athletic department. And I think the big boys right now, and like I said, if I'm the University of Texas, why do I want to pay $350,000 to kick the teeth in of some lower school when I can use that $350,000 and keep my baseball program afloat? Or I can use that $100,000 to keep my softball program afloat, or to keep the track and field department running strong. So I think you're going to see these big boys say, you know what, we've reached the point where we're quite honestly we're tired of writing checks for games, and we're tired of basically keeping you afloat, because without these money games, a lot of athletic departments at these smaller universities and lower conferences would not be able to stay afloat.
So they got a tough year ahead with a lot of tough decisions. We've already seen some being made, and it's going to be far from over in the collegiate ranks. You discussed this a bit on the latest Agents Confidential podcast with Jim Chapman. What
right.
did you guys get to in terms of the NCAA? He is an agent, of course, that deals with a lot of professional athletes, but coming out of the college ranks,
yeah.
He's very, very in tune to some of the stuff that's been happening for a lot of years.
Well, yeah, and he's got a lot of clients that are college football coaches, and obviously a lot of clients that play in the NFL and coaches that coach in the NFL. So he's got clients all over the football world. And one of the things we were discussing yesterday was the difference between the haves and the have-nots. But Jim says it's not even the difference between the haves and the have-nots that's coming out right now during this COVID times. It's the difference between the haves and the really haves.
The big schools, the Ohio States of the world, I talked to a guy, one of the coaches on the staff. I mean, they have so much money that they're literally sending power racks and full weight equipment, full gyms, power rack, weights, Olympic bar, enough weights to do what they need to do to every athlete they have. Every football player gets that. Thousands of dollars and shipping and an equipment cost. I mean, even the Oklahoma States can't do that. A lot of Alabama's doing it. Georgia's doing it. Florida's been sending their players equipment, supplements, do they really need to? But on the other hand, that's where we have the separation of power, because the MAC, they're already worried about if they can even test their players or even feed their players for the 4 or 5 weeks that they have to get them implemented into the strength conditioning program.
Sending weight sets to players.
How about that? Places like Ohio State, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, they've got so much money.
Here's your stuff.
They're sending weight sets
workout at home
to all of their players to make sure that they're doing workouts at home.
Oh, nice.
And that's the have-haves. And then you have, like, other schools that are potentially in the Big Ten as well. Let's use your alma mater, Iowa. Do they have enough money to be sending full weight sets to every one of their players?
I hope so.
I
certainly hope so.
Does Rutgers? Does Minnesota?
Let's get on this thing if you're not.
Right? So there's a huge separation not only between the bottom feeders of your conference, but then a huge separation between the Big Five conferences, the Power Five conferences, and the MAC conferences. I mean, right now what we're seeing in college sports with this coronavirus pandemic that's going on is truly just a separation of everybody, and there's no rules in place. It's the wild, wild west. Nobody's ever been like this before, so these programs that have money are shipping weight sets to their players to get ready for the season. And meanwhile, guys are, running around trash cans at some of these smaller schools just trying to stay in shape.
Check out more with the Agents Confidential podcast. It's part of the 435 Podcast Network. Go to 610sports.com or via the radio.com app to download. Always an interesting conversation about various things surrounding sports and a lot of NCAA discussion.
Yeah, a lot of NCAA discussion.
This most recent episode.
And some NFL discussion as well, and some reasons why Jim believes the NCAA is fraudulent and may be done for good.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.